President Hassan Rouhani says Iran has achieved almost all of its goals in the nuclear deal with the P5+1 group of countries. He added that one of the biggest achievements of the nuclear deal was the removal of all sanctions, not their suspension. Israeli forces have attacked Palestinians in Nablus governorate of the occupied West Bank. They raided Balata refugee camp and the city of Tal. Israeli soldiers clashed with Palestinians and arrested a number of them. Israeli forces have stepped up a crackdown in the occupied territory since October the 1st. Unknown gunmen have attacked a security checkpoint on Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and killed at least 5 policemen. Earlier on Wednesday, 4 police officers lost their lives as a roadside bomb targeted a police caravan. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the assault. Bahrainis have taken to the streets to denounce Saudi Arabia's recent execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. The protesters vowed not to forget the unfair killing of the Shia cleric. They also condemned Riyadh for targeting activists and reformists. Nimr was put to death on January the 2nd after being convicted on terrorism charges. Pakistan is holding a day of national mourning for the victims of Wednesday's attack in Bacha Khan University. Flags are flying at half-mast on all government buildings. Earlier, residents in the city of Quetta held a candlelight vigil for the 21 people killed in the attack. A U.S. government watchdog has found that the Pentagon agency wasted millions of dollars on reconstruction projects in Afghanistan. The organization said the poor planning and wasting of funds marred the projects in the war-ravaged country. A Democratic senator criticized the Pentagon for spending $13 million on a natural gas filling station. Australian state of Tasmania is gripped with raging wildfire. Firefighters are trying to put out more than 70 fires across the state. The biggest fire is spread across 7,000 hectares in the north of the state. Authorities say more than 40 fires were burning uncontained, many in remote areas.